Okay, recorder. Okay, recorder on. I don't know how to start this recording. This is just supposed to be like a dictaphone so that I can write down everything later, but I might want to save this one for my grandchildren, because, and I will have you. I will have you, future grandchildren. Know that even if I'm dead and I'm talking to you right now from beyond the grave because you're listening to this after I've died, your mother loves you very much. I haven't met her yet. But I hope that...
I think he's racist.
Yeah, no.
Jared!
No.
I am interviewing Tom. I just showed up to interview Tom, and oh boy. Tom has a guest. Excuse me, sir, but I hope it's okay if I record this for the book, because I think this is going to be an important moment historically.
Jared, say your name and introduce yourself.
I own all the tapes, so I'm, of course, Jared, but Tom, Mr. Mr. POTUS, himself, Mr. President Barack Obama. It is an honor and a privilege, sir. And I would like to, if I had known that you were going to be here, I would have, dressed better. I'm not shaven right now. No, it's very kind of you to say that.
He doesn't care. He's the president. He doesn't care.
I didn't even want people to know I was coming. That's why I just showed up.
I have to push the call button and have a nurse come in here right now, because I am freaking out a little bit to meet you, sir. And I wouldn't say that about just any president either. There have been lots of presidents I didn't respect at all, as I'm sure that you don't either. Well, I mean, if I had met them, I mean, it's like, that's the president. I mean, whether you voted for him or not.
Is he always like this?
Yeah, he's not just a writer, he's an entertainer.
Oh, entertainer. Oh,
yeah. So, like, sometimes he gets neurotic. Oh, did I use that word right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
We'll ask your writers later.
yeah, exactly.
Do you have the nuclear football with you right now?
Well, yes, it is. It's downstairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's basically a briefcase. And I can launch nuclear weapons at any time, just in case something happens. So we keep it with me at all times, just in case, something might happen.
I'm sorry, sir, but I may...
it's pretty cool.
I did a sketch show last year. I'm a bit of a comedian. I don't know if you guys book your own Christmas shows at the White House or whatnot. But, and we do some political stuff now and then, we've got our character sketch, we've got our political sketch, we run the whole gamut. But I've got to tell you that we did a sketch involving the nuclear football. And anyways, I know there's not time right now, probably, but the next time we meet, or maybe the time after that, I would love to show that to you. Sir.
I'll put you in touch with right people. I don't personally decide what.
Well, I'm sure, but you are the president of the United States. If you said you wanted an improv group that does a hybrid short form, long form show that kind of mixes things up and all has matching T-shirts, I'm pretty sure you could get us booked.
That's good.
So again, I'm not going to bother you with that right now. But if you ever want kind of a custom made. Improv show. Our rates are reasonable, and so.
Jared, stop.
Okay, I will. I just but think about it. Think about maybe hiring, because if you, if you committed to it right now, or even just set into the recorder, if you set in, this is a recording right now, so if you just set into it right now, I will definitely hire you for the Christmas party.
I will definitely not say that. Things change. Who knows?
He has kids, Jared. Okay. He's got a wife, and he runs the country. Like you.
But he definitely has a Christmas party, or sorry, a holiday party.
A holiday.
We have a Jewish guy in the group, and a fat guy. Two girls. So yeah.
Michelle doesn't like fat people.
Well, it's not that she doesn't like fat people. She doesn't. She just wants people to be healthier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Dude, she's a total babe.
Oh, no, she's.
I know I say it every time you come, but my God.
I would definitely have sex with her if she would let me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I would have sex with your wife if she allowed me, and it would. And I'll tell you, it would be after a long courtship. It would not. I would not dishonor your wife by. And you would be. Have.
What?
So this is in a scenario where if it's like an alternate history or if you I don't want to say died. I don't know if this is like, am I going to be arrested?
No. I'm not going to arrest
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay, Jared.
Yes.
He's the president.
I know the president.
You just said
is
you
right
wanted
here.
To have sex with his wife.
No, I'm saying that I would.
Attractive.
That I would.
She is a 10.
Oh yeah, she's a babe.
She is a babe.
But I mean, there's a line, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's clearly stepping over it a little bit.
I apologize for that, sir.
Just chalking up the nervousness. Won't put him on the kill list just yet.
I do have that list.
You do?
I'm sorry.
I do have a list.
Sir, I know you've written your own memoirs. I think two books, actually. But, you know, sometimes it helps to have an outside perspective. If you need a biographer, I am writing, you know, currently a book on the number one, you know, child star in America.
Yes,
so I've got some.
I got that.
So I could maybe. I could maybe ghost write something if you need.
I've got.
We can talk about it at the Christmas party if you want.
Well, we decided to have you there.
Okay. Oh, is that official?
Well, not official. I'll talk to some people.
Okay.
And we'll see about it. Let's take it step by step, day by day.
You're really a nice guy.
Thank
Brad.
You so much. I really appreciate
you really
it.
Are. Like, Jared gets under my. Jared, no offense. You know this kind of. He, like, gets under my skin, and sometimes he's talking, and I want to be like, you know? But you're, like, patient.
Well, you have to, when you hold the office of President of the United States, you have to learn patience. You just can't, you know, just go off the reservation or just go off, period. You got to sit down, think it out, decide what's right, and then move forward.
Part where he's like asking you to be in the holiday party, and you and I know it's gonna be would be horrible, but you can't just say no.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
everybody
nice.
Deserves a drink.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you guys. I've been texting everybody in my improv group because I just let him know what's probably on the table.
I was wondering, it's like, I could have sworn, did you just take a picture?
Oh my God, Jared!
Let's take a picture.
Wait, is that?
I mean, I don't mind.
Okay, then yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be cool in my room.
Sorry, I'm trying to be cool right now. This guy's the president.
I can hear you.
Okay, well, this guy's the president of the United States. I'm trying to be cool. Can I touch your face?
Let me just. Rather you not.
I've never touched a president's face.
Everybody probably saw that picture of the young kid in the Oval Office. He was touching my hair because he wanted to know what my hair feels like. But he was a kid, and you're clearly an adult.
Well, you let a pizza guy pick you up.
That is true. But
I could be in the newspapers tomorrow, and all I got to do is do more than that. If I could, like, could I throw you like 1 foot?
Throw me. I'm gonna
just one.
No.
You'll land on your feet, but I'll be in the papers.
See, the thing with Jared is he does this comedy thing and he wants to be famous or whatever.
Yeah.
And he
cost.
Doesn't understand that, like, when you come to the hospital room or whatever to hang out, you're, like, coming to hang out. And, like, we don't need to take photos and put it on Facebook and tell everyone. Like,
sometimes,
Jared, some people don't live their lives like that.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to have that time where you can just relax without the cameras and the people and then the pressure and just you know, be yourself.
Is that why you're in the hospital?
Well, I love Tom.
Yeah.
I love him to death. And I just wanted to hang out, see what's going on with him, check in, make sure he's doing fine. And it's also a way for me to just relax.
Yeah, we've been, like, playing video games and stuff.
What video games are you guys?
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, no.
He's so good.
You are great. Thanks so much.
I feel like if you weren't the president, I'd be like, Barack plays all the time.
Let me be clear. Sometimes there I can get away, and I do like to indulge in the Grand Theft Auto. Now, I don't approve of some of the things you do in that game, but it's just a game as well. People aren't actually dying.
Well, you could actually make that game do whatever you want. See, some friends of mine, we're trying to start a new web series, a sort of a machinima thing, where, you know, we take random...
Machinima? I was going to ask. Thanks for asking.
It's where we take video games, and we make the characters do stuff in the video games, and then we add on, like, voices later and make our own little TV shows out of the video game characters.
Oh, okay. I used to do stuff like that. I'd turn on the Spanish channel, and I would put it on mute. And then me and Michelle would just, like, improvise, that would guys say, improvise the conversation between two people.
Huh.
Because so, you guys are happy and you're in a fun relationship.
Love her to death.
That's cute, but what Jared does is sad because it's with eight other guys.
It sounds like pretty similar. It sounds like, are you, now, sir, if I may, are you asking me to collaborate with you?
I'd say anything remotely close to that.
No.
I was just
sort of sounds like.
I was saying a story that was relatable to yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you're so good at that, too.
Thank you. Well, you got to be good at that.
Okay. Blah, 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 machinima.
Yeah.
What about it?
It's just, I'm relating to you on a human level.
Okay.
About the Grand Theft Auto then?
Yeah, video games. He does comedy, I do comedy. We're practically brothers.
Yeah,
And I did not mean that.
No. Like brother like instead of brother.
Yes.
You put
Thank
the
you.
A on, and it stands for, African American. The ER is just, you know, brothers.
Oh.
And the ER is down the hall because we're in a hospital. So
that was good.
You can't laugh because you're a president. But
I laugh all the time. If you saw correspondence dinner, okay. I had a lot of fun.
Well,
I even
then you're holding back laughter on that for a different reason, and I respect that.
Okay. I respect the comedians and comedy. I've done a little bit of comedy myself.
What?
Yeah. Well, I've written some jokes.
Oh my God! Go.
Okay.
Jared, the no joke rule is off now for the president.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Get ready to hear some from me, too.
Yeah, well, because he goes overboard with the jokes. So I gave him a no joke rule in the hospital room. Okay. But I'm taking it off for the president, Jared, not for you.
I feel honored. Collie's like, knock knock jokes.
Yeah.
Well, I've put a spin on it and called it Barack knock jokes. See, it already gets a laugh. Okay, let's see. Barack knock.
Who's there?
Barack knock, who's there? Who's there?
Jared.
I'm trying.
Orange.
I'm sorry, I'm so scared.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I killed Osama bin Laden?
Ah!
See,
right
there.
Oh, my God.
It's a play on words.
Oh, my God. Never forget, right?
And neither should the Americans.
Aren't you glad I killed Barack Obama?
Whoa. What was that?
I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
Wow. That's almost as worse as... sleeping with my wife.
No, I'm sorry. Your names are similar.
That is true.
Aren't you glad I killed Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
No. Oh, come on. Don't now.
I'm sorry.
No, come on. What are you doing? Don't cry. Come
I
on.
Only want to be cool.
No.
No, I'm a racist.
There.
I feel like Jared would have said that.
No.
You know?
No. I would do it like a knock knock.
Oh. I don't.
Oh
think
God,
should...
no. Who's there?
Booker.
Booker who?
Booker my group for your Christmas party at the White House.
Don't do it. Don't fall. What?
It was a callback. You call back to earlier.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Have you taken Second City class?
No. I've thought about it. I did go there once to see a show, but got a little bit busy, so I have not taken classes. Maybe after I'm done running the country, I'll go back and... like take conservatory class. Or something.
I've got to say, sir,
you should. You're very funny.
I'm very nervous to meet you, but I had no idea, first of all, that I would even meet the president today. But then to find out that the president is quickly becoming a very good friend of mine, and we have so many similar interests. This is overwhelming.
Friends of all American folk.
Wow, that's great. That's how much of the stuff I write. You know,
you are just the autobiography. You're just Jared.
Transformers just... reference. My forte, if you will.
I don't even know where that came from.
So
you're just the biographer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
An official biographer.
Oh,
for America's favorite dying boy.
Barack Obama's not your friend. He's my friend. Barack, say it. Just tell him.
Well, me and Tom are best friends. We go way back.
Yeah. And what do you think of this guy, Jared?
Jared is a unique individual.
A unique voting individual.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
One vote doesn't make the or break the elections as well. As we all know, I'm doing pretty good, so we can...
He basically just said he doesn't care.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'll vote for you either way.
Well,
I just think you're...
well, I appreciate
great.
It.
Great. And it's okay if I touch your arm
please
a little
don't,
bit, right?
Please don't.
So just a little bit, because I've never...
Pinky
this
way.
Is a very nice
don't,
suit.
I would... thank
I
am, you.
Can
I
get
like
you a
keep...
drink? Do you need a drink?
I could go
no,
for...
we're...
Sounded like he was going to take a drink.
Okay.
Tom, you shouldn't stand in the way, because the adults are talking right now, Tom. See, you know, you're a good kid, but you're a kid right now, and so... maybe we need to have a little political discourse here, and I don't... Don't want to step on your toes, Tom. But,
yeah. What do you want to talk about? Politics? Mr. President.
I talk about politics every day. And,
no, Jared, yesterday he told me he didn't give a fuck of who won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He said, all I care about is Mr. Doubtfire. I asked him if he was going to watch the debate last night.
Yeah. Mm.
And he was like, no, I have a show up at the bar, Sheila's or
well,
whatever.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
You didn't check it out?
I didn't watch the debate because
you know, it's on YouTube.
Well, yes, I know.
Did you watch it when you got home?
Well, I watched the auto-tuned version of it when I got home, and I feel like that got the greatest, like that got the biggest points across.
And
well, I didn't think I was going to meet you today. So, I mean, most of my news is auto-tuned, to be honest. That's where I get, it's like my number one news source. It's, you know.
Is it news or funny video?
It's like, you know, it's funny, but I mean, it's all actual news clips. So, I mean, I think I'm fine. People my age group, that's, you know, pretty much, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I had a show last night, and those are very important. Every show, you know, counts. And so we gotta get out there and you know.
The Sheila is like some kind of big theater here.
It is a rather large stage
it's a bar.
Here.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's a bar.
Yeah.
There's no one there actually.
Oh wow. Well, who would you do the show for then?
Well, we do each other. Yeah. We had four opening acts.
Four
opening acts.
And then nobody brought any kind of audience member.
Well, we brought our friends, but our friends are in the opening acts. So.
Yeah, plus, like, the other people who are his friends who are not improvisers, they had already gone to see a lot of shows or whatever. Because that's what the other improvisers were telling me, because I went to one. Oh. Which is horrible.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, where is everyone? And then they said that their friends had come to other shows. Yeah. You know, because they have them, like, every night.
Oh, wow.
Well, we are working on big things, you know.
Like,
so,
what?
Well, you may remember my new roommate, Keith Keegan.
I know. I thought you weren't hanging out with him.
Well, he had went missing for a few weeks, but he called me the other day. And so we've got a big project we're going to start. He just needs me to raise most of the money first, and so we're looking for big donors. I just like it's another similarity that we have.
Actually,
let's just send some emails out like I did. Just send them out to people asking for it.
Well, there you go. See, I've got an idea for a one-man show already. You know, if this podcast that I'm doing with Keith doesn't work out, you know, it'd be you know, the time I met the president. You know, it'd just be like a whole thing.
The whole podcast.
Well, it'll be a whole one-man show. I'll do it. I'll do an impression of you. I'll do an impression of Tom.
Are you doing a podcast?
Or thinking about doing a podcast.
Of me?
Well, no. It'd be a one-man show based on this situation. The podcast is something Keith and I are working on. Mainly me, but Keith has got some real... He's got a lot of ideas, you know?
Okay. Actually, I'm glad you brought up Keith. Barack, you've got to do a background check on this guy.
Whoa, wow.
He's crazy. And okay. Jared lives
crazy
with
funny.
Keith Keegan, global comedian.
I can take out the BlackBerry. I'm gonna.
Put him on the nuclear one thing.
I'm not gonna put the football.
Do that.
You can't just wipe out one person, but
he's crazy.
Oh, but what if you could? That's sort of the premise of the sketch I was telling you about earlier. What if you could?
It's like a nuclear bullet.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. So that's the way that's sort of how I do it, too. I set up sketches. I always do like what if waiters were, you know, ninjas? And then I'll set it up first so people know what's going to be funny about it. And then it starts.
Did that sound funny to you?
That sounded
you have to different. You have to see it, you know, and in full effect, you know. So just wait till Christmas and you get that. But the podcast with Keith and I are going to do is going to we're talking to different comedians, you know, and we're talking about, I think I might have mentioned this before, an idea I've had brewing for a long time. It's just sort of been gesticulating in the back of my mind is what if we can get everybody in the room and we'll just sort of talk about stuff that happened that week and like pop culture sort of stuff, you know, and we just riff. There's like three of us, you know, maybe we'll have a guest. And we're just going to talk from it, you know, just chat for like an hour, hour and 40 minutes.
Don't they do that already?
No. These are comedians doing that.
Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah,
I don't. That sounds, I'm not familiar with that.
That's all over the place. No, I mean, even I know about it.
I don't think so. Jared. Not with the unique minds we're going to have. We're going to be sort of. Maybe I didn't explain it well enough.
Okay.
We're sort of riffing on what's happened that week in both the news and in each other's lives. Sort of like you're just eavesdropping on a group of like really, really intense friends.
I feel like they've done that.
That sounds really familiar.
Jared.
And probably we'll have to listen to more than auto-tuned news if you're going to do something like that.
Okay.
Well,
make the regular news catch you.
Burn. I mean,
I was trying to burn
you. You were trying to be helpful, but it came off like it's a burn.
Yeah.
You know? Because he's saying you got to be smart, you know, to
That's
do
okay.
That.
Well, see, because that gives me a personal feeling. And I learned, you know, in my improv, I know, use those personal experiences, you know, exaggerate them a bit and use them. So in my one-man show that I'm going to do with you and you, didn't mean for that to
that's supposed to be me.
Be a burn.
Yeah.
But
do I really say
came across as a burn?
No.
I talk in short, snappy sentences.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm always thinking and trying to come up with the appropriate thing to say.
I've never said
buh, buh, buh.
Buh, 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 buh. You know, it's more of a rhythm than anything. I just gotta figure out how to do it without offending anybody.
Yeah, because you're white.
Well, you're half white.
That's true. That
there
is
you
true.
Go. So I'm halfway there.
Yeah, but you're black.
Yeah, they say just one drop of black blood means you're black.
So. But I think you're really handsome.
Well, thank you so much.
Like, I am glad you're black. And not for, like, a race thing, but for beauty, you know. It's just a nice color.
Black is beautiful.
Yeah,
Dom, that was a little bit weird.
Why? Everyone knows I'm really into black people. Rihanna is so gorgeous. Beyonce,
oh, right. Or like Michelle Obama.
So gorgeous.
Like really
Michelle.
Good looking,
it's just,
sexy women.
You know, like, you know, it's such a pretty mocha color. And then like.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to overstep my boundaries earlier. I meant that I would have a very loving relationship
let's
with your wife.
Go back to that.
And I would do my darnest to make sure that, you know, she fell in love with me. And again, I don't know why you're out of the picture. You know, it could be for any number of reasons.
Right,
but,
now I'm in the picture. Yeah.
Okay. But she would, over a long period of time, she would, you know, at first we wouldn't like each other at all. But then.
Like
he's kind of improvising right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like actually.
Life is improv.
Improv is like kind of like lying to yourself, you know? It's like basically like, okay, you know, if someone's like, what have you been doing in this room? And, you know, you've been, like, having an orgy or whatever, but you just don't feel like getting into it.
Yeah.
So you just say, like, oh, I was just playing video games with Barack Obama. That's it, you know? And then just go with it, you know? That's actually improvising.
Wow.
Picked it up.
It's also called lying.
You've actually picked that up better than I had realized, Tom. I was, you know, I thought you were going to be making fun of me, but that's pretty accurate. Improv is like lying for, like, 5 or 6 years, and then you move to L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a guy who works in radiology. He also improvises. I guess a lot of people lots of people, liars, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. So I was telling him about Jared, and then he didn't know who you were, actually.
Really?
He said he was on some group called Screw Monkeys.
Screw Monkeys.
Oh, that's a college team.
No, I think I heard about Screw Monkeys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah.
No, I'm not worried. Not worried about it.
It in college.
Can they write a specific show, holiday-themed, a little bit political, but they're not biting too hard, you know, and can they deliver it on time and under budget and, you know, and work in, you know, whoever's in the room? That remains to be seen, you know, but I... Can you don't have to leave? Come back. Please don't leave.
Is that he is leaving, Jared? Jared.
Oh boy. Well, I've got enough material for my one-man show, so I just got to figure out how to impersonate a black man and a dying child without anybody getting mad at me. Because
Jared, I am actually mad at you right now.
No.
You made Barack Obama leave my room.
Well, he was probably busy. He had to go sign up.
No, he never leaves. We hang forever. Then we go to the bar.
What bar were you going to go to later? Because maybe I could go there and he's there. And I could go there. And he will be there. When
he
I
won't there. Be able to get in.
Well,
I just got a just text from Barack. And,
oh.
He's not mad at me.
Okay, so he's not mad at us. Great.
No, he just hates you.
You just said he's not mad at us.
He said, I said he's not mad at me.
So he's not mad at us. Good. He's not mad at us. That's the final word on that one.
He doesn't like you, Jared. He said, he just said, you know, I don't know. I'm just inferring from his text, which says, was getting a little claustrophobic in there. And
so what'd you do this week, Tom? Anything good for a book or?
Yeah, I worked on my movie.
Great, let's talk about that.
Okay.